James, come down here and I think you'd be very confident of a victory today, but there's a lot of things went wrong today. What do you think was the main one?
I think for us, we weren't clinical enough when we were attacked. We had opportunities to put the game away, and for me, I think we should have been out of sight at half time, but we just weren't accurate enough. We gave the ball up, we weren't retaining possession, and I think we let them off the hook in the first half.
Yeah, they had the one the first half and they kicked quite a bit, but that was when you were on top and there was a couple of scores possibly that should have been over the line and it wasn't, and unfortunately at the end of the day that's what paid for it.
Yeah, you pay the penalty if you don't take your chance, and the All-Ireland League, you only get so many chances in the game. If you don't take them, unfortunately you're going to get punished for it, and we were punished today for not taking our chances early on. I think the scrum was a bit of a lottery today. I couldn't understand some of the decisions that were given today, but not being a front row forward, I couldn't really know whether they were right or not.
Yeah, I mean, the fluency that you had at that stage in the second period of the first half seemed to go, and in the second half, the Derry defence seemed to get in among you and disrupt a bit.
Yeah, and fairness, you have to hold your hand up and say, Derry played really well in the second half. They obviously lifted the game in the second half. They put in a lot of big hits. Stephen Cord, as normal, put in three or four big tackles. Davy Graham in the centre was outstanding. I thought he had a really good game, and Simon Logue ran the game for them. So no, you have to take your hats off and say, Derry played really well the second half.